I'm here with Bruce Panier, one of RFERL's Central Asia experts. Bruce, we've seen today violence in the streets of Kyrgyzstan with security forces battling protesters and at least five people reported dead. Do we have any idea what the protesters want?
At this point, it seems fairly clear that the protesters want the removal of President Bakiyev and his government from power. That's what it's led up to. Everyone had their own individual issues. There was a lot of things on the table there. The price hikes were one of them, but a minor part. It's more the failure of President Bakiyev and his government to address some of the main problems in Kyrgyz society. President Bakiyev came in. He promised there would be lots of reforms. He was going to clean up the government, get rid of corruption, nepotism. He also promised to make all the media in the country independent and generally to improve the social conditions of the country. And he seems to have failed on all these counts. And in fact, in some cases, the situation is actually worse than it was.
And how organized are the protesters, or is this just a spontaneous outpouring of anger?
I would say the second. It's more a spontaneous outpouring of anger at this point. This is very similar to what happened 5 years ago. There doesn't seem to be any central organization, institution, group that's really controlling this. This has just kind of ignited in one area, and the sparks have carried over into other places in the country. And what we're seeing is just an expression of mass dissatisfaction with the policies of the government.
And does the Kyrgyz opposition even have a leader to rally around?
Again, as was true in the last, in the Tulip or People's Revolution 5 years ago, there doesn't seem to be a lot of opposition control over what is happening in Kyrgyzstan. Now, having said that, I must mention that April 7th was the day that the Kyrgyz opposition named as a day of protest, actually public meetings around the country, to express dissatisfaction with government policies. So as far as this date being named by the Kyrgyz opposition as a significant date of meeting, they had that much control over it. But the events starting yesterday in Talas seem to have spiraled out of control. I don't see that any opposition group figure is actually calling the shots on what's going on now. It just seems to be something akin to mob rule.
The Kyrgyz government has now declared a state of emergency. Do we know what the position of the army or the police is?
Well, the police do not seem to be putting up a very spirited defense of government buildings. Right now, protesters are occupying provincial administration centers in at least three provinces in the north. The White House still seems to be in the hands of the government, but we know that state television and radio is already under the control of protesters too. So you'd have to say that the police are not taking a very active hand in this. The army generally has not been used for putting down civil unrest in Kyrgyzstan. I'm not sure that they have a whole lot of training in it, and generally speaking, and there are exceptions within the Kyrgyz army, but Kyrgyz conscripts are picked because they don't have enough money to bribe their way out of the army. A lot of them are not in very good health. The training is not exceptional, to put it mildly, and I'm not sure that they would actually defend the government if they were asked to. And even if they did, I'm not sure exactly what they could possibly do. They're not trained for crowd control at all.